Today is the 27th of April 2023, and I'm your host, Daisy. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is the death of loss and how to avoid it.
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
The death of loss is a phenomenon that affects every one of us at some point in our lives. It is the feeling of emptiness and despair that comes when we lose something or someone that we value deeply. It could be the loss of a loved one, a close friend, a job, a relationship, or even a pet. Whatever the form of the loss, the pain and grief it brings can be overwhelming and destabilizing.
However, we don't have to suffer in silence. There are ways to avoid the death of loss and to cope with it when it inevitably comes our way. The first way to avoid the death of loss is to cultivate gratitude. By focusing on the things we have and the people we love, we can help to shift our mindset away from loss and towards gratitude. Gratitude allows us to appreciate what we have while also acknowledging the temporary nature of things.
Another way to avoid the death of loss is to practice acceptance. When we experience loss, it is natural to want to resist and fight against it. But by accepting the reality of the situation, we can begin to process our emotions and move forward. Acceptance requires us to acknowledge the pain and grief that comes with loss, but it also allows us to let go of our attachment to what was lost. It is also important to seek support when dealing with loss. Whether it is from friends, family, or a professional, having a support system can make all the difference in helping us to process and heal from loss. Talking about our feelings and experiences can help us to gain new perspectives and insights, as well as provide a sense of comfort and reassurance. Finally, it is important to remember that healing from loss takes time. We may never fully get over the loss, but we can learn to live with the grief and pain in a way that allows us to move forward in a positive way. This may involve starting new traditions, taking up new hobbies, or finding new ways to connect with others. In conclusion, the death of loss is something that we all must face at some point in our lives. But by cultivating gratitude, practicing acceptance, seeking support, and being patient with ourselves, we can avoid the worst effects of this phenomenon and move forward in a positive and fulfilling way. It may not be easy, but it is possible to come out the other side of loss stronger and better equipped to face whatever life may throw our way.
This was the Death of Loss and How to Avoid It, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1737. My name is Daisy Shelton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.